Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. That's Somber. He was the musical guest on SNL this past weekend. I was really hoping that he would do that song, but he didn't.
Oh.
Did two other ones.
All right.
But he was good. Sounded really good. Funky, crazy guy. He looks like if Jacob Lordy and Timothée Chalamet had a baby.
He's a skinny guy.
Really skinny. Mm-hmm. And he wears these sort of like loose suits. He's cool. I think he's got a vibe. It was really fun to see him. Oh, Nikki Glaser was the host. She was good. It was actually a pretty good episode.
From what I read, she was horrible.
No, she wasn't. She was definitely like racy though. I really felt like there was some hyper focused on things. I'm like, you should. Doesn't feel like those jokes are landing. But I really like her, and I felt like she was trying. To upset people, trying to get a reaction.
Oh, that was the move.
It felt like it because honestly, like she did this whole thing on slavery that I was just like cringe.
You didn't laugh?
I did laugh, much to my chagrin.
Oh, okay.
But it was about it sort of ran a gamut and ended with like sex trafficking and how like in the
that's what I read. It was like all of this stuff in the end was just a big bucket of no, and I went. I bet it's funny.
I don't even want to say that it was, but there were parts that I was like, oh my God.
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
No, and I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's good. The opening number was good. The opening act, you probably saw last week when the guy collapsed in Trump's office and he literally just stood there like, someone clear this away. So they did a whole thing on that. And then they did a whole bunch of like pre-recorded stuff with Nikki Glaser. And some of it was really, it was funny. It was a decent show. And I will say the bar is very low this season. Like I like SNL. I always watch it, but I have not thought that this was a great season. There was somebody else who hosted that. I thought Sabrina Carpenter's episode was actually pretty funny too. And this one was good. Nikki Glaser. Yes, I can see why there would be people who were like, I did not like that.
I'm told the sensibilities have changed.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
People are,
yep.
We're very careful.
We're cringing more.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a kiss, marry, kill. If you want, you're in this one. You're dating their lifestyle, not the person. So you have to like think about how you would deal with this. Kiss, marry, kill: a surgeon, a kindergarten teacher, or a stand-up comic.
A surgeon, a kindergarten teacher.
Now remember, like these are people who have very different schedules from each other.
A surgeon,
a kindergarten teacher, a stand-up comic. And I thought, like, for instance, a stand-up comic. They're funny. You're going to be laughing a lot. But they tour. They go on the road. They're gone for months at a time. Like, look at Mo Mandel, longtime friend of the show. You know, he's got a kid now, and he goes out on the road, and I'm sure his wife, who I think is a doctor, I'm sure that she's like, a little help over here.
This is nice. An easy one that you've presented.
Oh, you think so? Okay. Kindergarten teacher, summer's off, very regular
schedule. I'm marrying
schedule.
The surgeon.
Why? Because they're rich?
No, because they have a career and a thing that they're into, and it you know, they're busy.
Stability.
They're and yes, there's money involved, okay, but certainly I'm assuming that I love this person, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. In every case you love them.
All right. So I'm marrying the surgeon. I'm going to kiss the kindergartner teacher, and I am absolutely killing the comedian. Mm. Bye.
Just like too dicey of a career.
And the whole love me, even though I'm going to be super repellent right now and say all kinds of incredibly rude stuff to be hysterical. Mm. And then still love me afterward, though, mm-hmm. even though every single thing I just said has a slight bit of truth in it, except that the teeth I used
it
were
hurt so much.
Like, yes,
yeah.
Like rows of great white shark teeth. And then you don't want to hang out tonight?
Do surgeons have regular business hours?
I think
they
can.
Does Deepak just like work a 9 to 5 I mean, I guess you'd schedule it, right?
I think he's, and I don't even think it's 5 days a week. Like it's a couple of his days are for surgery, mm-hmm. and then he's does office work.
He
and
sees patients. Too. Okay.
Does he work at a private practice or at a hospital?
I bet you have to do a little of both.
I don't want to say because I'm not sure. I don't want to say. I'm pretty sure it's Kaiser.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Well, he is the best.
But I don't go to him. He's in the East Bay. That's where he lives, and that's where he's built his practice.
You know, I feel like you have this one right. I think that I also marry the surgeon. Solid money, smart, probably regular hours. I'm very needy. I need a lot of time. I can't have someone who's gone all the time. The kindergarten teacher, I don't know. I always feel like, kids, it's going to come home with every cold. So I'll just kiss them. And then the stand-up comic, I'm like, that guy's coming around with STDs. There's no question. He's out on the road.
All the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to laugh.
I kill the comedian because I don't want anyone.
But we're all killing the comedian.
Well, I don't
want
to be in a relationship with somebody who's funnier than me. I just can't handle that. No.
Wow.
Well, not
50%
at all.
Of the population.
Wow. With all the women, half the women in any room are into you and you're also funnier. Okay.
You got to be funnier too. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I would marry the kindergarten teacher. I just think they're just sweet and nice and they make a good wife and a good mom. And then the surgeon, I'll kill the surgeon.
Wait, you can't kill the surgeon.
I mean, not kill the surgeon, bang the surgeon.
Kiss the surgeon. Kiss the surgeon.
Yeah.
I'm not really interested in any of these people. I feel like being a kindergarten teacher is very cute, but I don't know. It's kind of strange.
Are you going to kill them? You're going to kill a kindergarten teacher?
And I've never
teacher?
Had any interest in surgeons or doctors in general. And then they come home, they smell like hospital.
Blood and stuff, yeah.
No offense if you're into that, but I don't know.
All right.
And the comedian, yeah, if anyone's going to be saying sharp-witted things, it's gonna be me, that's for sure.
Oh, so you're funnier than Susan.
Of course.
By like how much?
We have different types of humor.
Do you? I feel like we need to set her mic higher. She's half the volume of everybody else. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Oh, there you go.
There she is.
Just get into that thing.
All right. So what are you doing?
I'm gonna stay single.
Oh, you're just killing all these people.
No, I'm just gonna... I'm opting out.
They all die. You don't take them.
Opt out.
Okay, that's not the game.
That's not the game.
All right.
She can't choose. All right. For our first story here, the Grammy nominees were announced on Friday. As you may have heard, up for Best New Artist, Alex Warren, star of Alice in Winterland. Get your tickets while they last and all week. Not only do we have tickets to give away at 9:05, 12:05, and 5:05, but they come with a room at the Fairmont San Francisco, which is right across the street from the Masonic and is such an awesome hotel.
You win that, you're having a big night.
Yeah. It's going to be big and great. Starting with a kick-ass show. Probably get a good dinner somewhere. Oh. Anyway, the Grammy nominees came out on Friday, and they came with a name I never thought I'd see as a Grammy nominee again. Fabrice Morvan from Milli Vanilli.
What?
Yeah. He did not release any bangers over the past year, only tailored as bangers. He wrote a book and he narrated it. And he's nominated in the category of Best Audiobook Narration, which I did not even know was a category. Someone had to dig deep to find this guy.
Did he lip sync the audio?
Can you do me a favor? Someone who can access their computer without who's won in the past? Like, the Harry Potter books are so well read.
Agreed.
The narration is beyond belief.
Right.
Like, there, I would imagine that
there are some really great narrators out there.
Let's see. Finding Me, Viola Davis, Jimmy Carter won 1 year. Michelle Obama won 1 year.
Oh, so they're like,
these feel like
biography
memoirs.
Type
yeah.
things.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't
Carrie
say
Fisher
that.
Carrie Fisher won 1 year.
Carol
Burnett won 1 year. Yeah.
Okay. That's total. All right. All right.
Yeah. It's not like they're doing.
As a performance right. piece, I would have expected something different.
So also up for that are Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson and the Dalai Lama. I mean, do you think that they nominated him just like to be funny? It's the name of the memoir is You Know It's True. Girl, you know it's true. Mm. That's the thing he didn't sing. The Real Story of Milli Vanilli. One of the guys is dead. I don't know what the other guy's the one who
Rob.
Died. Rob what?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Don't even look it up. Fabrice Morvan survives, and he's all written right. a book and narrated it and not is nominated. And they talk about how Milli Vanilli won Best New Artist. What year did they win?
Oh,
91.
1991, you say?
No. I take it back.
You just said it.
All right, fine. 91.
1989.
90. 90 is the exact right answer.
Can you hum a little bit of Milli Vanilli's biggest hit?
I've literally never heard of them.
Oh. Well, they won for Best New Artist, and then they got their Grammy plucked away from them because it turned out that they lip-synced. They were just in all the videos.
They were caught at a performance not singing.
Mm. Wait, so they don't sing on the track at all?
No. Apparently not.
No.
They were not recorded.
They were hired for their looks and their ability to dance.
Girl, remember one of know the, it's true.
They were at like a press conference or something, and the one guy was like trying to sing. Like, I can't sing. I can sing.
No.
Wasn't that good. Anyway, Kendrick Lamar leads all nominees with 9. Oh, by the way, Bob gets 2 points for that because she got it exactly right.
Yes,
she didn't
does.
Even know who they were.
Doesn't matter. She guessed correctly.
Some BS.
Is it? You guys can work it out on the break if it's BS or not. Kendrick Lamar has 9 nominations, followed by Lady Gaga with 7. Sabrina Carpenter and Bad Bunny have 6 apiece. Justin Bieber snagged 4, including Album of the Year for Swag. Despite ending his feud with the Grammys, the weekend was shut out. Tate McRae, Lorde, Renee Rapp, Benson Boone, all also shut out apparently. Snubbed. FYI, Taylor, not snubbed. She released her record too late to qualify for this year's Grammys. So Life of a Showgirl will wait another year to watch it dominate. The Grammys go down on Sunday, February 1st. And give you a couple of the categories here. Bad Bunny, if this is Album of the Year, Debí Tirar Más Fotos. Bad Bunny, Swag, Justin Bieber, Man's Best Friend, Sabrina Carpenter, which I love the cover shot on that. Let God Sort Them Out, Clips, Pusha T and Malice, Mayhem, Lady Gaga, GNX, Kendrick Lamar, Mutt by Leon Thomas, and Chromacopia by Tyler, the Creator. Those are up for Album of the Year. Record of the Year, which I believe is a single song, DTMF by Bad Bunny, Manchild by Sabrina Carpenter, Anxiety, Doechii, Anxiety, Wildflower by Billie Eilish, Abracadabra by Lady Gaga, Luther, Kendrick Lamar and SZA, The Subway, Chapel Roan, and Apatapate, which should win, Rosé or Rosie, whatever, and Bruno Mars. And that actually looks really close to the Song of the Year. I never know what the difference is between the Record of the Year and Song of the Year, but okay. A lot of the same ones, but Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters is nominated.
It's a hit.
Everything else is from the other list. Best New Artist, Addison Rae, Cat's Eye, Leon Thomas, Lola Young, I'm Too Messy, The Marias. Mm-hmm. We also play a Marias song. Olivia Dean, Somber, and Alex Warren, who you can see on December 4th at Alice in Winterland at the Masonic.
We'll meet you there.
Yeah, see you there. Get your tickets while they last. Best Pop Solo Performance, Chapel Row on the Subway, Daisy's Justin Bieber. There's another one. Disease, Lady Gaga, Messy, Lola Young, Manchild, Sabrina Carpenter. Let's see. You want some alternative, best alternative music performance. Everything is Peaceful Love, Bon Iver. The Cure, Alone.
The Cure is nominated. I love The Cure so much.
Turnstile, Seeing Stars.
Those guys are great.
Wet Leg, who I love. Mangetout. Or Magnetout.
I'm pretty sure Wet Leg is playing
Mangetout.
The Live 105 Christmas party, if you know, you're into them.
I do love them, and but I can't. I have liked everything I've heard, but I can't say I'm a giant fan. But maybe I'll go check them out. I don't know this new song. And Hayley Williams, Parachute. Anything else I want to get to here? Best comedy album, Drop Dead Years by Bill Burr, Postmortem, Sarah Silverman, Single Lady, Ali Wong. What Had Happened Was, that's Jamie Foxx. That's him talking about what actually happened. Did he blame Diddy? Find out by the record. Your Friend Nate Bargatze, by Nate Bargatze. If you want the full nominees, I'll post that up at the Ceremony Facebook page so you can go take a look at that if you like. Britney Spears is back, guys. Britney Spears returns to Instagram.
All better? Whew. Good, great news. Oh.
What do you think? Does she look all better?
Is that
better?
What she wore?
She looks fantastic.
Well, she's on 2 feet and her eyes look dead still, so about the same.
Are there any bandages that we shouldn't notice? She does not appear to be bandaged.
I don't see any bandages. There's like a hanger on the floor. I don't know what's going on behind her. That's some kind of weird.
She's in great shape no matter what.
Yeah. She's wearing looks like lingerie, I guess. It's like bra cups with some kind of lacy stuff hanging down to like maybe the bottom of her ribs. And then she appears to be pulling her panties off in the still we're looking at. So that's fun. Britney is back.
I always have like the straight across lower on the hip than the 80s above the hip.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 80s was like up over the hip. Kind of like a...
I think we called it French cut. Down.
Yeah.
She always is showing that little tiny tattoo that she's got there. That's like her signature, is to pull her panties down just enough to see that.
Well, anyway, did she have anything to say, or this is just, I'm still alive and see, look at me?
It was a lengthy caption.
Oh.
Not one of her longest, but here's how it goes, and we'll just decide if she's doing okay. Britney Spears posted. By the way, I don't see the River Red thing here anywhere, and usually she's got the Britney River Red or... She's got a whole thing going on. Anyway, she's back up, and she says, so much has happened this year. It's crazy. I try to live within my means, and the book Draw the Circles, an incredible perspective. Get your ballerina shoes... circle and own your boundaries. It's incredibly strict and somewhat of a form of prayer, but with so many endless possibilities in life, it's important to do you and keep it simple. I know there's a confusing side too, the devil's in the details, but we can get to that later. So she deleted for a week and now she's back and really making no sense.
Right.
She continues to make no sense, which is fine. At least she's alive. Kill Bill, The Whole Bloody Affair. Quentin Tarantino has released a trailer for his new 4-hour version of both of the movies together. Apparently, we've got a new trailer, which I think you see some of these as some never before seen anime sequences.
Putting this in theaters?
It's going to be in theaters. They say the runtime is well over 4 hours. It's 281 minutes, but that includes a 15-minute intermission, which should be enough for every single person in the theater to use the bathroom. And it's going to be in theaters starting December 5th. If you've never seen it, this might be a good way to see it, and it sounds like he's added some stuff to it, too. He's actually talked about having an idea for a Volume 3 over the years. The concept would pick up 2 decades after Volume 2, and a period of peace for the bride and her daughter, Bibi, kiddo. Tarantino said he would cast Uma Thurman's real-life daughter, Maya Hawke, and the two of them would be fleeing from assassins, which I, for the record, am 100% behind. I would love to see Kill Bill
3. I trust him. I don't necessarily like Quentin Tarantino as a person. He's kind of annoying, but I do think that he makes great movies. and I've loved most of the stuff I've seen. Yeah. And if he said, I'm going to touch my perfect movie, Kill Bill, then he knows he's got something that will be of value.
Right.
Because you hear him criticize other things and you realize, oh, he's very thoughtful about film mm-hmm. in general, not just the ones he makes in general. Why yes. did you do a fourth Toy Story? Like, that's what he was out there saying. That's a perfect trilogy. Why did you touch it? And you right. go, oh.
Number five, I believe, is in the works right now.
Animation. And he's mm-hmm. all, you know, pissed off about it.
Yeah.
It was a story a couple weeks ago, but Uma Thurman told her daughter to be careful of Quentin Tarantino's foot fetish.
I think we heard that she was going to go do something with him. Yeah. And she said, keep your shoes on.
Well, Maya Hawke was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes.
Oh. She was one of the Charlie Manson murderers. But I think she was the one who bailed at the last second and didn't actually partake. But I can't remember for sure.
I think not only is she in that scene, but the chick who won Best Actress last year.
Yes.
Was her name Michael something?
Yes.
Mikey Madison.
Mikey Madison. Yes. Yeah, I think she's also one of the killers. Mm-hmm.
And so is... the guy you don't like because he has Jeep eyes, but he's real handsome and played
Austin
Elvis.
Butler.
He's in there.
Austin Butler.
Oh. He's one of those guys.
Yeah, so Maya Hawke was on Amy Poehler's podcast, and she said, did your mom give you any advice before you worked with Quentin Tarantino? And Maya Hawke said, keep your shoes on.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense. Mom should tell you if there's any... Of all the fetishes, the foot fetish does seem like, oh, okay, well, at least...
Nothing wrong with it. Perfectly normal.
It just seems like sort of run of the mill.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. In fact, I wish I could get it.
Mm. Oh, you want to catch the foot fetish?
I just don't have that, but I mean, I'm super into the female form. I don't know why her feet
are excluded in some way, right?
Mm. Not high on the list, but...
But it can ruin things too, though.
What do you mean? Yeah. Oh, you mean a perfect lady with bad feet is ruined?
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
It's probably good that you don't. I mean, Christina runs
No, she's
marathons.
Got great feet.
Oh, does she?
Great feet.
That's good because a lot and of people...
if anything, I would runners. Say that I have been neglectful. Like, there may be
maybe
a part of her that's...
do a foot worship.
Where she's going, what gives? I've got great feet.
I just can't really picture you sucking toes.
If she said that's what I need, I would do it in 2 seconds without hesitation.
I see. Would you be like, oh God, it's a foot the whole time?
No, no. I mean, I.
You're in.
I'm game for a lot.
Whatever gets you there, right?
Of all the things, that's not the... Never mind.
Not off-putting. Okay. What's coming up, Vincent?
Whoa!
I know.
Sorry, I wasn't ready. Melatonin... I'll tell you about it. Also, overstaying your welcome. When does that begin after these?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could
be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. We've got one of those. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. GLP-1s for weight loss? Mm-hmm. Trust the local experts at Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Mention radio to start for just $99 this season. Here's what's happening. There was a beautiful sunrise. You may have missed it.
It was lovely.
But there's a nice day ahead and a storm on the way. Today's high will be about 80. We should see rain by Wednesday afternoon.
Maybe. Depends how I feel about it.
All right.
So pushy.
Monday Night Football tonight has Philly at Green Bay. 5:15 game time. I don't know that it will be the frozen tundra yet, but Green Bay is always a location you kind of want to see the weather.
Yeah. Oh, it's cold.
Oh,
it's,
is
it's,
it?
It's there. The Arctic blast came down and.
Oh, like, good.
Yeah, I was watching soccer in Canada. They were playing in the snow. Saw some highlights from it. They had to use an orange ball.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, because of the snow.
Because of the snow.
You need a little contrast there.
Our first story is an important one. The Supreme Court today rejected a call to overturn its landmark decision that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. The justices turned away an appeal from Kim Davis, the former Kentucky court clerk, who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples after the High Court's 2015 ruling.
Phew.
Davis has been trying to get the court to overturn a lower court order for her to pay $360,000 in damages and attorney fees to a couple denied a marriage license.
Mm.
So there's some money and maybe some cause in her cause, but either way, you lose.
Sorry about it. Sorry, not sorry.
There have been some headlines recently about melatonin, and those of us who use it might have been a little bit alarmed. As they say, a study questions melatonin's use and heart health.
Oh, is that so?
But don't lose sleep over it, because insomnia also causes some heart health issues in and of itself.
Oh.
So.
Some people really load up on it, though. They feel like they just need to keep taking more and more. Melatonin is like a.
It's a natural. Yeah, it's something that your body.
Supposedly makes.
Yes. And it can help you get either. I think one of the problems, and this is one of the things I used to do, I would drink because I just wanted to pass the heck out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to think about what I'm dealing with and what I got and what's tomorrow. And I'm excited. So, you know, it's all that stuff. Melatonin's not going to knock you out.
No.
So it doesn't often, people will find themselves. I had a friend who was taking like 10, 12 milligrams. I'm like, bro, two, like one or two, maybe three, but not 10 or 12. Like,
I don't, and it doesn't really work for everyone. Like, I don't think you can put that much stock in it. Like, I would take it and I would feel like I drifted off pretty fast, but then I would always wake up like half an hour later, like my heart would be pounding and have like an adrenaline burst. Like,
certainly the best possible way
is NyQuil.
The safest, best thing you can do is develop good sleep, you know, routines.
Oh, right. And do it the hard way.
Right.
That's right.
But I've certainly taken melatonin many times, and it can work. What I'm hoping for often is just that I can fall asleep. I want to stay asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, please let me get 5 or 6 uninterrupted hours. And if that's the case.
Oh, if you could get that every night.
Woo! And I can't even believe the way you talk about it now. You used to go 10, 12 hours without interruption.
I know.
And now you can't?
No.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I was up. Probably before 6 both days this weekend.
What?
I know. The time change, too. I feel like I'm still not completely used to it.
Well, I make use of my sleep schedule by going surfing really early every morning when I'm not working. So it works, but I would be bummed if I was up at 4 a.m. and didn't have a place to go.
Yeah.
Oh boy. What do I do?
Yeah, I know. I guess I'll go sit in the living room for a while.
Yeah, that's just great.
Try to keep the racket down.
It looks like Tiburon, the town council, made history last week, and I missed it, when they passed the strictest and most comprehensive tobacco and nicotine sales ban in the country.
Really?
The ordinance passed unanimously, and they have a complete ban on all tobacco and nicotine products in Tiburon. That's cigs, cigars, vapes, e-smoking devices, as well as deliveries of any tobacco goods. So
you can't even get it delivered.
Mm-hmm.
That's free country or what?
Yeah, that's surprising.
It is surprising.
Yeah, I mean, through the years, I don't smoke anymore and I haven't smoked for a long time. But through the years, I smoked. I tried chew, which I went, this is so gross. I'm going back to cigarettes. Like, no, I'm not going to. I have a cup of spit in my hand. Mm-hmm. Nah, I'll just blow smoke.
Yeah. Nicotine is very
gum
addictive.
And the patch I've done as well, and both had, you know, positive results. But when I finally quit, it was just I OD'd on it one day on purpose, and then was like, I'm done. That's it.
Yep.
All that weaning stuff ends
that's
up becoming a new habit. It's not. I knew I needed to stop. I mean, there's just a point
and
where you go.
Like, I've tried to quit a million times, and here I am, 100 years later, still nicotine's bit.
You've had really good results.
Pretty long periods.
The mistake you make is you're around it and you flirt with it.
I know.
I can have one.
I'll forget that I even had this tomorrow. I'm drinking. What could possibly go wrong?
And that sparks a little, it wakes up that that sleeping tiger inside you.
Mm-hmm.
Target.
Yeah.
We all shop there.
Sure.
I'm there all the time.
I love Target.
If you're shopping at Target this holiday season and it seems like an employee is being extra attentive, they're probably not flirting with you, but it is a new policy, which I'm all for. Target has supposedly launched a 10-4 program requiring their workers to engage with customers within close proximity. If they are within 10 feet of a shopper, they're being told to smile at them. Ask if they needed anything. Make eye contact. Say hello.
Don't those just seem like normal salespeople behaviors?
It's the normal thing that you're supposed to do, but young people don't. And this is like the Best Buy thing where I've gone in there and gone, hey, there's a guy standing there. Hey, I need to go find the, I don't know where that is. Okay. If I were your boss, I would tell you that's not the answer.
Yeah.
The answer is, I don't know, but I'm going to find it. Let's go. Follow me. I'm going to help you find it. I will find it for you. And then I'll know where it is. And the next time someone asks, I can tell them. Well, just point.
Right.
It's fine. Most people are okay with it's in that general area. I got this.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But
the whole,
if you can't find it for them, you find somebody who can.
You go get your boss. Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable how here we are shopping, trying to spend money.
Without going online.
I want to buy this thing.
Mm-hmm. Can you give it to me so I can?
Point it out. Point the general direction. And that's what I would also tell my employees. Hello, Target, if you want to. If you're not doing anything, go look around the store and see where things are kept.
Yeah.
So that you can answer those questions when someone comes in and says, where are the Q-tips? I don't know. It's not okay.
Yeah.
So.
I don't even know if we have those, actually.
Target is addressing what I think is a really big problem in most stores today, which is the I don't know and the no follow-up.
Yeah, those are like, that is the job, really. I'm a retail salesperson.
One of the things that
I'm here to help.
I realize, and as you're out there listening to this, I'm sure you've experienced this. Someone is hanging things or busy with some work, but the customer in front of you is the job.
Yeah.
Put down the things you're hanging, help this person. And then you can get back to your hanging things.
We want them to buy something. And that's like a side job, is the hanging things back up.
Go Target. I hope this works out. I look forward to walking into a store and getting some help. Whatever it is I need.
Sure.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I would expect that.
Overstaying your welcome.
Oh, yes, yes. Tell me everything.
According to a new survey, most people would be happy to host guests
for 3 days.
This says 6 days.
6 days?
I think that's too. I think you're right. 3 days. That's. Ugh.
Listen, I host people for weeks at a time, and I always have. And you know when I'm sick of them? 3 days.
6 days is a lot. And they're saying here, a survey of 2,000 Americans, most people would be happy to host guests for 6 days. Any longer than that, and you have overstayed your welcome.
Hmm.
A third admit they start dropping hints. Like, oh, where are you off to next? Didn't you tell me you had to get home for some reason?
Can that happen now? I'm out of food.
About a quarter of people finally end up saying outright, hey, it's time to go.
I don't really have that option. When people come to visit me, they've flown in from the East Coast or generally. And I'm well aware of the parameters of the visit.
Mm.
I just cleared my time with my sister at Christmas. I'm like, is this enough days? Too many days? Are you cool with this amount of days? And
I like cool the way you handled that, because I do feel like there are things, you know, for example, I left the play without waiting around in the lobby to see my daughter afterward. And then only later found out that's your job.
You had one job.
Wait for the after the show meet and greet and ask for her autograph and give her flowers. Is that right? Okay, I didn't know that. These things, you don't know if you're staying too long or not staying long enough, which I think is the other I'd probably roll through for 6 hours. Am I good? All right, have a good one.
Yeah. Well, you've probably driven me crazy by then. I'm fine with it.
Okay. See how that works out? You and I know each other so well.
My sister's coming out in January. And
hey, Tina.
Hey, Tina. But they're good. She says, how long can we come? I just like, take one of my weekends. Don't take 2 weekends bracketed. Like, take one, couple of days. I like to be able to have a couple of days off where I can not have to worry about getting up at 3 a.m. to hang out with you.
But not both weekends.
I don't want both weekends. Oh, I feel like, you know.
Even though it's Florida, comes in midweek. It's not an easy flight.
I know, that's the thing. It's so I feel bad. It is a long flight, but we talked about it. And so,
stay for 2 weekends.
I don't feel like that's too much.
Best thing possible.
You know, I just run out of things to do with people. You know, I'm out of things to do.
Well, let's sew. Let's create. Let's crochet.
What's Jimbo going to do?
Jimbo's going to go golfing with John.
Every single day.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Are you trying to talk me into telling her to stay longer?
Yeah. No,
this is perfect. It's like, I think she's coming Wednesday and leaving on Monday. It's perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
Well, according to this, overstaying your welcome begins at 6 days. I feel like you were right at three.
Three. And truthfully, two, but I'll put up with that third day.
800-400-3697. That's our text number, and Maddie's on the show to read those to you.
415, a few years ago, Safeway had a similar program but had to cancel it when female employees kept getting hit on by guys who thought they were flirting when they smiled.
Well, that is something.
Yeah, that is something. But I don't know if... I don't know. I mean, Safeway feels like a little different than a retail store.
I agree. You basically, you're going to walk all the aisles, get the things
and
that
there
you
are
need.
Signs, you know, specifically saying what you can find down this aisle.
Right.
That's not the case at Target.
At CVS, which owns Target pharmacies, we were taught a just say yes motto. No need to make us or the customers mad. So always find a way to say yes and make it work. Nikki and has emailed that from listening on Odyssey.
Oh, that's interesting. Just
say yes.
Yes, let me find you someone who can help you. Yes, I do know where that is.
Mm-hmm. The San Jose Sharks fans have emailed in to remind us that they're on a 3-game winning streak, recently beating the defending Stanley Cup champions. Colleen and Zach wanted us to know that.
Oh, thanks, thank you, Colleen.
Hockey?
I love hockey.
I love hockey too, but we're not going to do daily updates
That season lasts forever.
There's a lot
of
games.
Everyone makes it into the playoffs.
Just like basketball, there's a lot of games, and it's probably better handled with the sports guys at 95.7 The Game.
Little brother station right down the street. That was well done.
And then
Matt Nahegan is thrilled.
A fast fact from Michelle. When moms breastfeed their baby at night, mother's breast milk is higher in melatonin, which helps your baby sleep at night. Love your show.
Goodness.
I would love to breastfeed at night.
Oh.
I mean, you know what I mean.
I'm actually not sure we do.
I don't know.
But that's okay.
I know what you mean.
It's all right. Do I have to say something or do you?
Oh, I don't know. I was just really languishing in that. Never send that one pic, guys. Just don't do it. I mean, I guess unless it's specifically asked for, do not send that one pic.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice
at
97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.